Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
So, Chris.
Roscoe.
Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door.
I'm happy to be back. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you didn't move from that chair, but welcome back. I'm saying welcome back to everybody else. Yeah. You're everybody else.
Are you saying welcome back to Mace, too?
Who?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Quick roll!
Quick draw. Thought we established that.
Yeah. You got your own you got your sound effect.
Okay.
And now pause for this sound effect. Quick draw. Okay, good. All right. I'm gonna give you two of your favorites pitted against each other. An unlikely duo that would never meet, but Batman.
All right.
Versus Krillin, the strongest human on the planet.
Oh, man.
Batman has 2 hours of prep time. Go.
What?
Just 2 hours. That's all I got.
Does he know about Krillin's power set?
Like, he knows about the Destructo disc.
Okay. Because I was about to say, because, like, you know, argumentatively, nobody knows about the solar flare. Like, he always catches people by surprise with the solar flare.
Everybody gets caught by surprise with the solar flare, yes. But
God, I love that movie.
Batman versus the world's smartest, most, like, combative person that we know of. Like, human level, other than Captain America. And I guess a few Marvel other folks. Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Moon Knight, technically.
No, Moon Knight.
Let's just say Moon Knight's not human for now.
Yeah, he is not.
But Batman.
If you know the story, he already died. Yeah. He died before. Yeah,
damn. So, yeah. Well, Batman versus Krillin.
Batman versus
What are your
Krillin.
Thoughts?
So first I want to say, it just dawned on me that the solar flare is really just him putting a bunch of turtle wax on his head and turning to the sunlight.
No, that's not it. He's dispersing his ki in the sun. He's dispersing light with his ki.
Right. So if you watch what happens, he covers up his eyes and the parts of his face that wouldn't be shiny. So only that shiny ass forehead is showing.
Oh my God. like the SpongeBob movie when King Neptune takes off his hat. Bald!
My eyes!
My leg! The SpongeBob movie.
Wait a minute. So, all right, Destructo Disc. Is it like, I forget if his did it. I know Frieza did it. But is it the one that can follow around?
No, it's not. Krillin never developed the whole follow around.
But he could throw multiple. Though.
He could throw like 10 at a time, shuriken style. Yeah.
Gracious. I feel like Heath Ledger's Joker.
10?
Like, where he asked how many of the, commissioners?
Yeah.
Friends that he'd kill. But, all right, let's see. So, solar flare, full effect. Destructo Disc. Did he have a Kamehameha?
Of course. He was there with Goku under Master Roshi.
We're just making sure we got to get all the rules here. Now, as I discussed earlier on the job, because on my new job, apparently there was a Batman fan, and he asked who my favorite Batman was. So which Batman is he fighting? Is this Christian Bale, who is one of my least favorites? Is it Ben Affleck?
Is it
Twilight? I mean, Peter Bat.
Edward Cullen, the Bat. I'm saying this is Justice League Batman.
Oh, the cartoon.
No,
Justice
wait, 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 wait. This is.
Is it George Clooney Batman? So when
Krillin
shows his forehead, he shows his nipples.
Yeah, no. God, you and George Clooney's nipples. Stop it. This is Young Justice Batman. Late game. Like, the world is at stake.
Young Justice Batman, that's the same one from War, right? Justice League War?
This is Zack Snyder Batman. Right. It's Batflack. There we go. It's Batflack.
Batflack.
Batflack. There we go.
He has
yeah,
shirt.
So final decision is Ben Affleck Batman. All
right. Ben Affleck Batman. Let's see. He didn't do too good against Doomsday. But he beat the brakes off of Superman, which does not make sense to me. He beat the brakes off of Superman. He should have at least been able to be in the fight with Doomsday. But whatever. It makes sense that he beat Batman. That was straight out of the comic books. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can pause the movie and see the same picture from the comic book in that movie. Like that, I love that. Mm. But anyway, so Affleck, which I pointed out as well, is bulletproof. Because in that same scene, he took a bullet point blank to the back of the head and just turned around and punched the guy.
Yeah, yeah, like, he did. Yeah, he did.
Like, oh, you're going to get a bullet? Here, eat the floor. Ah! Like, Krillin, he has been.
Now, can Krillin.
Didn't he cut off Frieza's tail? That gives him some credibility for me.
Yeah, he like, did. I mean, cut off Frieza's tail and then got exploded.
He didn't get exploded. He got exploded. Yeah.
Exploded. There was no other way around it. That motherfucker got exploded.
Frieza hit him with the Annihilator.
Annihilator. But no, like, Krillin was a firecracker on the 4th of July. Just boom!
But would Batflack have done any better?
Against Frieza? Hell no.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. Last question.
How much prep time?
No. Okay. You said that 2 hours. It's cool. Are they fighting in a city or is it like an open plain? Like they are in the contest of power where it's just arena.
It's Cell's arena.
Okay.
And for some reason, Batman was on Cell's team. I don't know why. I kind of like you, Batman. Come join my tournament. You can be on my team with my children and the Cybermen Raditz.
In this situation, I just see Batman kind of like Groot. Oh, he says, I'm Batman.
Yes, funny words you say, Batman.
I'm Batman. You think you can handle this fight? I'm pretty sure his answer is I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Yeah, Cell does kind of sound like Plankton to me for some reason. Give me the secret formula, Goku.
In all seriousness.
But yeah.
All right, so in that arena,
Cell's arena.
I see Krillin coming out on top.
Yeah, yeah.
I see Krillin taking it just because like both of them are masters of the hand-to-hand combat.
Oh yeah.
So it's going to be a really good fight in that. But Batman, his advantage comes from the darkness.
Right.
He was born in the darkness.
Molded by it.
He didn't see light. He was merely a man.
Jesus. Okay. I can see it.
As I say, like, but if you throw them in a city where there's corners for him to use and traps to intercept, and he's going to take
So the classic King Kong versus Godzilla type deal. Yeah, if there's a home field advantage, then Batman has it. Okay.
I don't know how that qualifies because Kong got his ass beat at sea and on land.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Yeah, he didn't. He did not hold it down.
All right. So Krillin wins. Cool.
So life flare!
Chris, what you got?
All right, Roscoe.
Yep.
Time for a quick draw.
All right, what we got?
So,
I'm
thinking we're gonna go a weird way with this one.
All right.
So, I want to see who you think will win in a fight between Ares from the DC universe.
Okay. Ares, DC. Not Ares, Blood of Zeus. Because Blood of Zeus Ares would be a fucking problem.
But so, like, the DC's Ares.
All right.
Versus Marvel's Hercules.
DC Ares, Marvel Hercules. Okay. All right. Has Hercules done the 12 labors?
Yeah, they're all at max power. Oh,
at max power?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God. oh, gods. I'll see myself out. Peak. Peak power Ares, peak power Hercules. Does Ares have his legion behind him?
No.
No, just one-on-one?
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up one-on-one.
No distractions.
No distractions, no nothing. Okay. I'm going to give it to Hercules simply because of the powerhouse that he is. I mean, Ares in his own right is a powerhouse. Yeah. But if there hasn't been a war recently... Ares, like,
oh, Russia did just invade Ukraine.
Oh, well, damn. shit, you're right. All right. Well, we're just kind of fading because we haven't heard a lot about that recently. Uh-huh. But anyway,
so his powers might be
a fading.
Little depleted.
Yeah. Because, like, Ares gets his powers from war in the world, like, because people are, like, praying to him more often. In times of war, I'm still gonna give it to Hercules, just because of Hercules's like utility, like he's the Batman of the Greek gods when you think about it, like
kind
of
yeah,
like except give Batman super strength and super endurance and everything. I'm sorry. In my mind, I have Injustice Ares fighting Disney Hercules right now. Like, I don't know why, but that's what's going on in my head right now.
Disney does own Marvel. So the Marvel Hercules, he's really a cap on the original Hercules.
Right.
So like the super strength, the endurance, all that kind of stuff.
And like Hercules got that major power spike in mythology, after he did the 12 labors out of spite because Hera was just like, do this, it's busy work, don't come to Olympus, fuck off type deal. After he did the 12 labors, he got like a mad power spike because Zeus was like, oh, he did that? Yeah, no, come with us, dog. Come on up here. That's when he got his power spike. But Ares has the experience. Ares is one of the three original brothers, Zeus, Poseidon, Ares.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll feel bad about kicking the shit out of my nephew, Chris.
What?
but yeah, I'm still giving it Hercules. Hercules, hands
okay.
down.
Okay. Hercules.
Hercules.
Cool.
Just throwing it there. Just I don't know. Ares, who? What?
So just because Putin's not on the full offense, you give it to Ares or
yeah?
You think like if
since we were
like
war,
3 weeks ago,
if it was 3 weeks ago, Ares would clap. But no, no, I'm giving it to Hercules because of the veracity, the tool set. That he has. I mean, yeah, Ares can pull whatever weapon he wants. Ares has the hella move set.
All right.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it that.
Hercules is like if the Hulk and the Juggernaut had a fusion
No. The Hulk, Juggernaut, and Link did the fusion ha. Because of all the weapons he has at his array. You know, also Link, where are you carrying those weapons, dog? That pouch ain't that big, but anyway,
big on the inside.
It's big on the inside. All right,
Time Lord magic.
That's how Link does it. All right, but yeah, yep. Hercules, final answer.
All right, Link. He keeps it in the cloud.
Keeps it in the cloud. I need this. Thanks, Chris.
Oh man.
quick draw. All right. Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
I have you now.
Versus Ganondorf.
Oh.
Yeah, two dastardly villains. Now, keep in mind, Ganondorf does have access to all his transformations.
Okay.
All right. That kind of gives Ganondorf a little... If it was just standard Ganondorf, Darth Vader would wipe. But, yes, Ganondorf can transform. He has all his magic. Yes.
Yeah, and he might have all his magic, but my question is, does he have the high ground?
They are fighting in Cell's Arena. Everything is flat. Cell's Arena is the perfect battleground for me.
Some reason when you did that side, I just saw you as Anakin doing the side.
Damn it. He's up there again.
Oh, man. And the last question. Who has the soundtrack? Is it Duel of Fates?
Yes.
I feel like that gives the Force power when that starts.
Yeah, Duel of Fates is playing. Oh, God. John Williams is in the back with his whole orchestra going crazy.
And Darth Vader comes out like, yes, this is my shit. So, like... And then, I know he never really does it in the movies, but he did in the video games where he does the lightsaber throw. Mm-hmm. Is that in his arsenal?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Battlefront 2, full moveset.
Okay.
Yep.
Cause I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know how I feel. If I'm controlling Darth Vader, he's taking anybody down.
They just gotta
choke Wookiees out for fun.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you? Says the person that would drop that penguin off the side of the cliff.
Says the person who mistake Lucifer for Jesus.
Says the person that was on a stealth mission and blasted a guy in his back, brought him in the closet, stole his clothes, and continued the mission.
You forget that he was mid-conversation when that happened too. You know what's funny?
Oh, Lord. I got to play Assassin's Creed again, man.
That was Hitman.
I know, but I was just thinking about Assassin's Creed.
I got to play a good Hitman game again.
Oh, man. But anyway.
So thorough. Anyway.
God, that would be a good one. Hitman versus Ezio. Yeah, from Assassin's Creed 2. Like, they're on a stealth mission. Right, Who gets the target? Anyway, Darth Vader, Ganondorf.
Let's see. Oh, man. How does the Force work against magic? How does that...
Right, that's the thing. Like, Ganondorf is magic. The Triforce, the three triangles, is strength, courage, and wisdom. Ganondorf has the strength one. And usually in the games, you can only hurt Ganondorf with magical... Or maybe it just fucking hurts for some reason. But it takes magic to be able to even wave a candle at Ganondorf. So there's that. So where is the midichlorian magic, like,
but Vader, like, if you watch his movies, like, and I get that, like, you know, they didn't have the graphics in those old movies when Vader was at full power, but like, so instead of him, like, Kylo Ren stopping the laser beam because they didn't have graphics to do that.
Yeah.
He was blocking laser guns with his hands.
Yeah, he was.
Like, just like, nope, talk to the hand. Beep, 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 beep. Block your shit, steal your gun, slap you across the face with it.
Yeah. I mean, Ganondorf.
Vader would pistol whip somebody from across the room.
Yeah. I mean, Ganondorf isn't immune to, like, you know, boulders.
Yo, Vader force choked somebody out through a hologram call.
Okay, I forgot about that. Well, okay, never mind. Darth Vader wins.
Vader doesn't even have to be there. He's gonna call Ganondorf on a Zoom call and drag that ass.
I mean, that was kind of what Luke did in Episode 8.
Yeah,
when he was sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, that killed him though.
Yeah, that killed him. But we know it's possible to use the Force.
But
a galaxy away.
What's his name? he who should not be mentioned because he was a fake villain, and Rey and Kylo Ren whooped that ass.
Snoke.
Yeah, he did that. He like picked the guy up, slammed him down, dragged him across the floor, and he was like a hologram. Galaxies away.
Yeah.
So, or maybe he was secretly in the next
room. That'd be some bullshit.
He was really standing in the next room.
He dead? Yeah. Sorry. What do we do about this, guys? But yeah. All right. So.
All right.
Vader Ganondorf. Who you got?
We still haven't established how magic works against the Force, and that's my biggest hang up.
You know what?
I feel like if both of them like equally match, like magic can affect the Force and Force can affect magic, it kind of evenly matched because there's such a high power level.
Always in the shadows. Well, no. Vader was never in the shadows. Vader, he was out there.
Vader was the shadow. Like if he showed up, the shadow was there. Like
Ganondorf showed up when you were like, "Oh, you beat my puppet. All right, this is me." You know,
like that's crazy too.
Ganondorf was the Palpatine. Ganondorf was the Palpatine of Legend of Zelda.
My thing is though, like, all right, so with Vader, what you got to realize is like if you watch the movies. He brings the Force with him. Like that hallway in Rogue One, if you notice, when he steps into that hallway, you see it crushes down. That's just, like, he wasn't even doing anything. He just stepped into the room, and the amount of power he brought with him, that hallway couldn't hold it. Like, it was like, oh, I'm going to collapse. This nigga is too strong.
This guy is too strong. That being said, Link was just a farmhand, man. At the end of the day,
lucky farmhand. A farmhand with infinite lives.
yeah.
Ganondorf, I've come to bargain.
Yeah, pretty much. But when you start thinking about it, like, damn, Ganondorf, all the magic on the world, and you got
killed by a farmer.
You got killed by a peasant with a magic sword.
Yeah, I had to give it to Vader.
Give it to Vader.
He is a peasant with a magic sword.
Yeah, he was a slave. Him and his mom working for a dude that would fly and be like, "Oh, do you want to race? You want to, Mr. Qui-Gon Jinn?
Don't work on me, Jedi.
Mr. Qui-Gon Jinn, you want to bet on my slave boy here? Okay, I get your ship." Yes.
Oh man, and you know what? Why are you on top of it? All you had to do is water boy Vader. But you know what, Vader? Ganondorf is the real one that killed your mom.
Oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
And Padme.
It's a wrap. Yeah. If you talk about...
And he currently has your kids.
Damn, it's a wrap. Yep. Yeah. Do what Frieza said to Broly in that fight where Goku and Vegeta were fighting Broly and Frieza killed his dad. And Frieza was like, "Broly, look! A straight beam killed your father!" And Broly, like, went nuts. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so you're saying Vader. Given that, you know, just be like, "Hey, yo, I heard Ganon killed Padme. Damn." And it's a wrap. All right, cool.
And you hear, like, "No!"
Why is everything shaking? Why does he have the high ground? Oh, no. Vader has the high ground. It's a wrap.
Oh man, I can't get past that joke. Like every time my kids get in trouble and I say that they're gonna get punished and they throw that little tantrum, I play that Vader clip. Like this is what the kids sound like to me. No!
Oh man. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
Use the Force.
Cause you dream.